we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins unto God our Father. Most merciful God,
we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. But for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his only Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all of your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Testimonies before kings, O Lord, and shall not be put to shame. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. This holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Worthy is Christ of the Lamb who was slain, whose blood set us free to be people of God. Yes.
Steadfast in your grace and truth, protect and deliver us in times of temptation, defend us against all enemies, and grant to your church your saving peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
We continue with the rite of holy baptism in your hymnals that's found on page 268. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dearly beloved, Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Matthew, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." In the last chapter of Mark, our Lord promises, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved." And the Apostle Peter has written, "Baptism now saves you." The Word of God also teaches that we are conceived and born sinful and are under the power of the devil until Christ claims us as his own. We would be lost forever unless delivered from sin, death, and everlasting condemnation. But the Father of all mercy and grace has sent his Son, Jesus Christ, who atoned for the sin of the whole world, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. How are you named? Liana Grace Chia, receive the sign of the Holy Cross both upon your forehead and upon your heart, to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the Crucified. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, according to your strict judgment, you condemned the unbelieving world through the flood. Yet according to your great mercy, you preserved believing Noah and his family, 8 souls in all. You drowned hard-hearted Pharaoh and all his host in the Red Sea, yet you led your people Israel through the water on dry ground, foreshadowing this washing of your holy baptism. Through the baptism in the Jordan of your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, you sanctified and instituted all waters to be a blessed flood and a lavish washing away of sin. We pray that you would behold Leanna according to your boundless mercy and bless her with true faith by the Holy Spirit, that through this saving flood, all sin in her which has been inherited from Adam and which she herself has committed since would be drowned and die. Grant that she be kept safe and secure in the holy ark of the Christian church, being separated from the multitude of unbelievers and serving your name at all times with a fervent spirit and a joyful hope, so that with all believers in your promise, she would be declared worthy of eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. From ancient times, the church has observed the custom of appointing sponsors for baptismal candidates and catechumens. In the Evangelical Lutheran Church, sponsors are to confess the faith expressed in the Apostles' Creed and taught in the Small Catechism. They are, whenever possible, to witness the baptism of those that they sponsor. They are to pray for them, support them in their ongoing instruction, and nurture in the Christian faith, and encourage them toward the faithful reception of the Lord's Supper. They are at all times to be examples to them of the holy life of faith in Christ and love for the neighbor. David and Amy, answering on behalf of sponsors not present, is it your intention to serve Leanna as sponsors in the Christian faith?
Yes, with the help of God.
God enable you both to will and to do this faithful and loving work, and with his grace fulfill what we are unable to do.
Amen.
Amen. Hear the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. They brought young children to Jesus that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, "Let the little children come to me and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it." And he took them up in his arms, he put his hands on them, and blessed them. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Preserve your coming in and your going out from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen. Leanna, do you renounce the devil?
Yes, I renounce him.
Do you renounce all his works?
Yes, I renounce them.
Do you renounce all his ways?
Yes, I renounce them.
Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried? He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead.
Yes, I believe.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Yes, I believe.
Leanna, do you desire to be baptized?
Yes, I do.
Leanna, Grace, Gia, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and the Spirit, and has forgiven you all of your sins, strengthen you with his grace to life everlasting. Amen. Receive this burning light to show that you have received Christ, who is the light of the world. Live always in the light of Christ, and be ever watchful for his coming, that you may meet him with joy and enter with him into the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. In holy baptism, God the Father has made you a member of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and an heir with us of all of the treasures of heaven in the one holy Christian and Apostolic Church. We receive you in Jesus' name as our sister in Christ, that together we might hear his word, receive his gifts, and proclaim the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen. We welcome you in the name of the Lord. Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God and Father, we thank and praise you that you graciously preserve and enlarge your family and have granted Leanna the new birth in holy baptism and made her a member of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and an heir of your heavenly kingdom. We humbly implore you that as she has now become your child, you would keep her in her baptismal grace, that according to your good pleasure, she may faithfully grow to lead a godly life to the praise and honor of your holy name, and finally, with all your saints, obtain the promised inheritance in heaven. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Peace be with you.
Scripture readings for this, the observation of Reformation Day. The first reading from the 14th chapter of Revelation, verses 6 through 7. Then I saw another angel flying directly overhead with an eternal gospel to proclaim to those who dwell on earth, to every nation and tribe and language and people. And he said with a loud voice, "Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea, and the springs of water." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth gives way.
Though the mountains be moved,
peace make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of us, she shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns.
The nations raise,
the kingdoms
father, he utters his voice, the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us, the blood of Jacob is ours of old.
Come behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes wars to cease to the end of the earth.
He breaks the bow and shatters the spear.
He burns the chariots with fire.
He spilleth the blood of the Lamb of God. I will be exalted among the
from Paul's letter to the Romans, the third chapter. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over former sins. It was to show his righteousness at the present time, so that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Then what becomes of our boasting? It is excluded. By what kind of law? By a law of works? No, but by the law of faith. For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from the works of the law. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to St. John, the 8th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
And so Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." And they answered him, "We are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" And Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The Son remains forever. And so, if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." This is the gospel of our Lord. Together we confess our holy Christian faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. As is our custom, we remain standing for the singing of the Reformation hymn, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God.
Oh, Christian friends, a blessed observance of the Day of Reformation to you through the word of Christ our Lord. Amen. For today's sermon meditation, the preacher wishes to begin with an excerpt from a sermon preached by the blessed reformer Dr. Martin Luther on the 10th of March, 1522, in Wittenberg. Luther preached, "God and His Word should be allowed to work alone, without our work or interference. Why? Because it is not in my power or hand to fashion the hearts of men as the potter molds the clay and fashion them at my pleasure. I can get no farther than their ears. Their hearts I cannot reach. And since I cannot pour forth faith into their hearts, I cannot, nor should I, force anyone to have faith. That is God's work alone, who causes faith to live in the heart. Therefore, we should give free course to the word and not add our works to it. We have the right to speak, but not the power to accomplish. We should preach the word, but the results must be left solely to God's good pleasure. For the word created heaven and earth and all things. The word must do this thing, and not we poor sinners. In short, I will preach it, teach it, write it, but I will constrain no man by force, for faith must come freely without compulsion. Take myself as an example. I opposed indulgences and all the papists, but never with force. I simply taught, preached, and wrote God's word. Otherwise, I did nothing. And while I slept or drank Wittenberg beer with my friends Philip and Amsdorf, the word so greatly weakened the papacy that no prince or emperor ever inflicted such losses upon it. I did nothing. The word did everything." Translation though they may be, these words that Luther preached put forth that truth of all that makes us Christians. The word did it all. And that is what we are here to commemorate this day. The word of our Lord, which endures forever, doing all that is needful for us sinners to be justified. For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from works of the law. Works of the law, those demands which the holiness of God our Creator has placed upon us in making us human creatures in His own image, do not justify us before Him. They cannot do so. Our works in keeping the holy commandments of God are fraught with the peril of sinful inclination. That wickedness of the heart, that concupiscence each of us is sick with, makes our works unacceptable in meriting the righteousness of God. Our Lord has said, "Everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin." Slavery to sin is all our works could accomplish for us. No amount of coin in the coffer, no endless Our Fathers, or, the Lord forbid, Hail Marys. No amount of indulgences gained or pilgrimages made. No greatness of piety or lowness of humility on a sinner's part shall gain anything for a sinner but increase of penalty, death, and hell. As the hymnist has written, good works cannot avert our doom. They help and save us never. Faith looks to Jesus' cross alone, who did for all the world atone. He is our one Redeemer. That faith that would save us must look to Christ, even for its source. For as it has been written, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by His grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by His blood to be received by faith. If faith is a work a sinner must accomplish to be saved, then Paul was wrong to write that sinners are justified by God's grace as a gift to be received by faith. No gift can be a gift if the recipient must work for it. The gift would become a wage, an earning, a result of the recipient's merit. But God's word through St. Paul is not wrong. And even faith in Christ is God's gracious gift to sinners. In truth, the word had to do all that was needful for us sinners to be justified by God's grace as a gift. The word worked to bring all things into being, to bring us into existence, and to order the heavens and the earth in a manner that would be of benefit to us. The word worked to instill the promise of free justification in each generation that arose, following mankind's enslavement to sin, enslavement to death and the devil. The word worked to be incarnate in the person of Jesus Christ at just the right hour for the sins of all the world to be atoned for, and for his unblemished body and sinless blood to be the complete propitiation of all our sin upon the cross. The word worked to make known the power of God unto salvation for all who believe in Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, through the preaching of those he sent to make known his excellencies. The word has worked valiantly to call each one of us out of darkness, out of sin and unbelief, and into the marvelous light of the gospel of Christ crucified for sinners and raised for our justification. The word has worked to bring faith to life in you. By the power of the Holy Spirit, and to teach you to observe all that Christ has commanded to you, that you should be clothed by and walk in his righteousness and all his ways. And the word reminds you over and over again that this was never of yourselves. It was always and completely a gift of God, and never of our own works, lest any of us have anything whatsoever to boast of before the Lord, save Christ and him crucified. That is the sinner's only boast and brag, that my sins were paid for in full by the holy, precious blood of Jesus Christ my Lord and his innocent suffering and death for me. Justification of sinners left no cost for the sinner to pay. But the cost, the Holy Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, paid for with his very life. And yet the word must be preached, that sinners may know there is salvation in Jesus Christ alone. Witness must be borne, lest no knowledge of truth be found in any to believe. Voice must be given to the gospel, that it may cleave the darkness and call unto those who are lost in error's endless maze. As Luther once preached, free course should be given to the word. By the right we have to speak, we should preach the word, which gives true life and peace to the world through Jesus' blood and merit. Yet our works must not be added, such that we would think of ourselves as having compelled some poor, miserable sinner to have faith, as though we had the power to accomplish such work, and that it was left solely to our good pleasure. The word will certainly accomplish the work of creating and sustaining faith within the heart of a sinner, where and when it pleases God to do so. And such faith will bear fruit by the working of the word in the life of the faithful, such that others may see and hear and be called by and live according to the gospel preached unto them. But the word himself will do it. He will do it all. For as we have come to know of him by the word, he is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. We may be still and know that he is God, who utters his voice and the earth melts, who brings desolations upon the earth, who makes wars cease to the ends of the earth, who breaks the bow and shatters the spear, who fells this world's prince with one little word. Who will be exalted among the nations, who will be exalted in the earth. It is by the power of his Spirit that we may believe, therefore, and trust his word, which has baptized us in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, even as we just saw our sister in Christ baptized into him this morning. And it is by the power of his Holy Spirit that we have been marked as redeemed by the blood of the Son and have been freed from being slaves to sin forever. We may believe and trust that our sins are forgiven by the word spoken through the pastor. And we may believe and trust that the word makes present for us to eat and to drink the very body and blood of him who died, that we might be justified by grace as a gift from God. Our commemoration this day is for the work of the word amid the life of Martin Luther, whose own life was put at risk for proclaiming and defending the word in its truth. So honest and true was the word in that blessed former Augustinian monk that he despaired of his own works entirely, even claiming that people should not make use of my name and should not call themselves Lutherans but Christians. What is Luther? The teaching is not mine, nor was I crucified for anyone. How did I, poor stinking bag of maggots that I am, come to the point where people call the children of Christ by my evil name? Yet we dare not skirt the name Lutheran entirely, nor yield it to those who would pervert the word and its teaching, but boldly hoist the shield of faith with which we can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. We who would cling to the word and be guided thereby unto eternal life through Christ our Lord dare not disregard the importance and value of the Lutheran symbols within the Book of Concord, as they assist to make known the truth of the word for us. And we dare not take lightly the cost of so great a gift as our justification, adding to that cost any work of our own, lest we despise and not hold fast to the gift that is Christ and him crucified for our salvation. And we further dare not take lightly the threat of the foe, who seeks to rob us of our faith and leave us in the pitiful plight of working to gain it back again. For he does mean us deadly woe, and has armed himself in fight against our justification with deep guile and great might, so great that on earth there is not his equal. In truth, no strength of ours could match the devil's might. And sooner than we ever knew, our eternal loss was effected. But to God alone be all the glory, honor, praise, and worship forever and forevermore. For us, a champion comes to fight, whom God himself elected, who holds the field victorious and wins salvation glorious, who did all the work that was impossible for us to do, and overcame the devil's dreadful might for us. The word came down from heaven above and set the sinner free. The word was written, taught, and preached, and fell the papacy. The word shed light in darkened veil, the morn of faith did rise. No debt left to pay, the word did open for sinners, paradise. Is it not a profound ponderance, my dear friends in Christ, and worthy of thought on such a day that we consider with thanksgiving the fruitfulness of faith from God in his faithful servants that caused for us the gospel to have been heard, taught, and preached? For without such preaching, without the work of the word in their proclamation, our ears would have been bereft of it, and our hearts would have been left in the condemnation of our unbelief. Yet such preaching, such faith as a mustard seed, will not go unchallenged by this world's prince who has sworn to work us woe. If Christ himself paid his own life for the gospel to be known, and likewise his servants, what less should those of us who would follow him and his word unto salvation expect to be required to pay? The word those devils still shall let remain, nor any thanks have for it. He's by our side upon the plain with his good gifts and spirit. And take they our life, goods, fame, child, or wife, though these all be gone, the victory has been won. The kingdom of God, ours, remaineth. Luther preached the word, trusting the word would do his work to defend us, protect us from all evil, and bring us unto everlasting life, no matter what trials might be faced along the way. As we commemorate the movement of reform in the Christian church, which the word made possible in Martin Luther's life, and even thereafter, let us close this sermon with the final four of his famed 95 theses. Away then with all those prophets who say to the people of Christ, peace, peace, and there is no peace. Blessed be all those prophets who say to the people of Christ, cross, cross, and there is no cross. Christians are to be exhorted that they be diligent in following Christ, their head, through penalties, death, and hell, and thus be confident of entering into heaven through many tribulations, rather than through the assurance of peace. A blessed observance of the Day of Reformation be yours, my dear friends in Christ, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us rise for prayer.
Christ, and for all people according to their needs. Today we mention by name in our prayers our brother in Christ, Jack Thomas, who presently is ailing and may be near death. We pray also for the ill among us, including Jimmy Coffey and Dimitri, who is a friend of Lutheran Church of Our Savior. We pray for Michael and Edmund, Michael Gruno and Edmund Burden, William Wharton, Benoit Kai. These men unable to attend services with us. And we also pray with gratitude. We pray for Leanna Grace Gia, newly baptized into Christ and into our communion. For these, with these, and others, we now pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we, your unworthy servants, give you most humble and hearty thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all people. We praise you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all for your inestimable love in the redemption of the world by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we beseech you, give us that due sense of all of your mercies, that our hearts may be unfeignedly thankful, and that we may show forth your praise not only with our lips but in our lives, that forgiven on account of Jesus Christ and by aid of the Holy Spirit walking before you in holiness and righteousness all our days, we may enjoy the testimony of a good conscience and the hope of your favor, be sustained and comforted under the troubles of this life, and finally be received into your everlasting kingdom. Through your infinite mercy in Jesus Christ our Lord. Lord, in your mercy, we offer unto you our common supplications for the good estate of your church throughout the world, that it may be so guided and governed by your good spirit that all who profess themselves Christians may be led into the way of truth and hold the faith in unity of spirit, in the bond of peace, and in righteousness of life. Bless the newly baptized, including Leanna Grace, with constancy of faith and ever-increasing godliness in life. Send down upon all ministers of the gospel and upon all congregations committed to their charge the healthful spirit of your grace, and that they may truly please you, pour upon them the continual dew of your blessing. Lord, in your mercy. Most heartily we beseech you, with your favor, to behold the President and Congress of the United States and all others in authority, and to replenish them with your grace, that they may always incline to your will and walk in your way. Prosper all good counsels and all just works, that peace and happiness, truth and righteousness, true religion and piety may be established among us throughout all generations. Lord, in your mercy. We humbly entreat you also for all sorts of conditions of men, that you would be pleased to make your ways known unto them, your saving health unto all nations. Lord, in your mercy. May it please you to preserve all that travel by land and air and water, to help all that are in peril or need, and to satisfy the wants of all your creatures. Lord, in your mercy. We also commend to your fatherly goodness all those who are in any way afflicted or distressed in mind, body, or estate, that it may please you to comfort and relieve them according to their several necessities, giving them patience under their sufferings and a happy deliverance out of all of their afflictions. To this end, we make supplication for Jack, for Jimmy and Dimitri, and also for Michael and Edmund, William and Benoit. Lord, in your mercy. Hear us, most merciful God, in these our humble requests, which we offer up unto you in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Amen.
Give thanks to the Lord our God.
Amen.
is truly good, right, and salutary, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, had mercy on those whom you created, and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
God the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.